my life. But now I can't. The only reason I went home at all that morning was because I craved some normality after the stress-filled weeks we'd all gone through. My head was still spinning from it. I don't regret for a moment having spent so much time with Dad and Mum. Of course I don't. I'd do anything for my family. But that morning, I just wanted to be in my own bed, with someone looking after me rather than the other way around. I know I'm being silly. Not knowing that Dave had cheated on me would have been far worse in the long run. At least I'm pretty sure it would. In the couple of months since it happened, I've read lots of articles about cheating partners. There's a view from some that you're better off in ignorance, but I can't help thinking that sooner or later you'll find out anyway. And then you'll feel an even worse fool. If I hadn't gone home at 6 o'clock that morning, I might not have found out straight away. But I would have had a little longer to avoid dealing with stuff I don't want to deal with. I'd have carried on secure in the knowledge, now faulty, that my marriage was rock solid. I wouldn't have to make the decisions that I'm still quite unable to make. Decisions that aren't only about me, but are about Mika and Tom too. I'd still be the wife who'd been cheated on, but I wouldn't be feeling as poleaxed as I do right now. And I wouldn't be blaming myself for allowing my coping energy to be depleted by what was going on in my mother's house and not keeping enough in reserve for what was happening in my own. Moving into Mum's for a few days seemed like a good idea at the time. She needed someone with her, and the children were a welcome distraction. Dave agreed that it was the right thing to do too. But I didn't realise that while I was shoring things up on one front, I'd left another completely exposed. As exposed as Julie's round and, it pains me to say it, rather bootylicious arse. All these things went through my head at the sight of the two of them together, and I tried to stifle the choked gasp that had risen in my throat, but I couldn't. Which meant that when Dave's stricken eyes met mine over Julie's mop of shining curls, there was no escape for either of us. Things had changed forever. We could never be the people we were before, and we would both have to deal with the fallout. Everyone has their own opinion on how I should deal with it. My mum, my best friends Debs, Alison and Michelle. Even the girls in my Slim to Win WhatsApp group. I haven't been to a meeting since it happened, but they've sent supportive messages anyway. Word gets round on the Beech Grove estate, especially as Becca Brophy from across the road, and the biggest gossip known to man, saw Julie running from our house with her knickers in her hand. I'm sure she was messaging everyone before Julie had even reached her own door. Since then, I've had more advice from other people than I could possibly need. Yet my views are the only ones that matter. If only I knew what they really were. If only I knew how to deal with what I'm feeling. When I googled cheating husbands, there were over 32 million results. But regardless of all the advice, there are really only two options. Forgive and forget, or break up. The most recent article I looked at, I'm reading them obsessively at the moment, suggested that somebody else's cheating isn't about you. It's because they're unhappy with themselves. I don't think Dave is unhappy with himself. In fact, when I saw him with Julie, he looked far too self-satisfied for my liking. No, he saw an opportunity and took it. And he's broken my heart. For the past few weeks, the flickering images of my husband and my neighbour are the last things I see every night and the first thing that come to me every morning. I don't want them to be. I've tried a million different ways to block them out. I've played meditative music to lull myself to sleep. I've focused on bringing myself to my happy place every night, although that's difficult because the bedroom in Beech Grove Park no longer qualifies as my happy place at all. Sometimes, as I lie alone in my childhood bedroom, my mind wanders towards all the other stuff I have to get on with, and I spend 5 or 10 glorious minutes not thinking about my total humiliation. But eventually, the memories of Dave and Julie cavorting in my bed force their way in, taunting me and reminding me that even the people you love can make you cry. I've loved Dave McMenamin since I was 16 years old. We lived on the same housing estate in the Dublin suburb of Raheny and went to the same school. Dave's younger brother, Phil, was friends with my older brother, Aidan. For a long time, I was aware of him without taking any particular notice of him. I had